I've often found neat little things along the road. Occasionally, I've found money, crystals, and I have a keen eye for four-leaf clovers. But in all my days, as keenly as I look, I've never found time. I've never found 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even an hour. We can't save time, spend time, make time, or find time. We can only manage time. Share a few moments with me on A Word with Anthony Walker. Time, noun, the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, or future, regarded as a whole. In our existence, we experience two inseparable trinities. One is obvious, in particular to those of faith, but the other trinity is just as obvious to the observer. And that is the trinity of time, space, and matter. As soon as we tug on one of these elements and isolate it, we bring forth only questions. If we were told to be at a place, we then must ask, when? If we were told to bring an item, we would have to ask, where and when? If we were told to be there at 6, we would have to ask, where? In our existence, time, space, and matter are inextricably tied to one another. I keep using the phrase in our existence or in our experience because I believe that the first trinity created the second trinity. God created our existence, and therefore he exists outside of it. He interacts in our existence, but is not bound by time, space, or matter. We, however, are born in a world, in a universe of time, space, and matter. We don't have a concept to be out of those bounds. While we use words like eternity and forever, those words attempt to describe an existence without time, but they are both measurements of time. Perhaps it is because the most prominent of the elements of our existence is time. I can reshape the space in which I live and move. I have some control over the materials that I may use. While time impacts everything I do, I have no impact on time. I cannot slow it down. I cannot speed it up. I cannot save it. I cannot move it. I cannot coerce it. I cannot behoove it. I cannot find it. I cannot save it. I cannot make it. I cannot tear it down. I can only manage what I do while in time. One might say, yeah, but you can waste time. Again, I'm not wasting time as in pouring it on the ground or putting it in a garbage can. I'm wasting the potential that I had while existing in time. Author Mark Twain once said that the two most important days of our life are the day that you're born and the day you find out why. Those two are important days, but I would suggest that we, and men in particular, have three important times in our lives. And the way time operates, these times are times that must be accepted. Firstly, there is the time to accept manhood. And yes, I know there are women who listen to this podcast. So you could insert womanhood or maturity if you want to follow my alliteration. But here's the point. I recall watching an interview with Michael Jackson several years ago. During the interview, we were given an inside look in his Neverland Valley Ranch. Michael explained that he bought the place and built the place as a theme park because he missed out on his childhood. It is a tragic but true story. It was tragic because when Michael was a child, he was gifted musically with a voice and he was a talented entertainer. But he was forced to work in the music and entertainment industry by his father at a very young age. So yes, he missed out on many of the joys of childhood, playing outside and going to theme parks and being silly. But Mr. Jackson, you are in your 40s. It is time, actually past time, for you to be a man and accept the responsibilities of an adult male. The Apostle Paul would say, "When I was a child, I thought as a child and spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." The transition to manhood is a vital transition that all mature men must take. Yes, you were male at birth based on God's decision for your genetics, but you are a man by maturity. This is an important time because this time will come upon you whether you're ready or not, whether you are prepared or not. If a man fails to accept the time of manhood, he will be banished to boyhood and will be lacking in his development. And yes, there are 30, 40, and 50-year-olds that missed that important time. Secondly, there is the time to accept mentorship. There is a time soon after the transition into manhood that a man must accept the responsibility of mentorship. This usually presents itself in the form of fatherhood or discipleship. At some point, a man has to understand that what he was given, wisdom, knowledge, training, resources, and skills, these things must be transferred to the next generation. It is incumbent upon him to ensure that he is a part, an active part of the transference. Now, this time is often received with some resistance or hesitance. I hear men say, "I'm not ready to teach someone else," or "I'm still learning," or "I'm not a teacher. I don't feel like I know enough." In many cases, those excuses come from a noble place. I recall becoming a father. I was afraid. I feared that the things that I missed in childhood were a necessity to my son. I feared that I would be in a predicament where I would have to give what I didn't have. I feared that I wasn't ready, but time is coming. From the moment that my wife told us that we're pregnant, the stopwatch is on. 9 months from that time, ready or not, I had to accept the time of mentorship. My son and later daughter also were expecting and deserving of a father. But even beyond the bounds of my immediate family, as a godly man, I'm called to disciple others to Christ. This is a part of the fact that I was saved by grace, bought with a price, and I was discipled myself. Ready or not, the call is on my shoulders. And lastly, there is the time to accept your mortality. One reality that we must accept, and that reality is that we all will die. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to even think about it. But there is a time that we must, absolutely must accept that reality. No matter where you stand in your faith, when we die, we leave at least two things. We leave this existence and we leave others behind. And you may not be ready to leave this existence for what you believe is on the other side. And you may not be ready to leave others without you, or they may not be ready for you to go. But time is ticking. And a crazy thing about time is your time to leave this world may come sooner than you plan. A wise friend of mine shared this pearl of wisdom: prepare to live long, expect to die early. Those are harrowing words to hear, but the truth is, all of our time at some point is winding down. The fact that you will not live forever gives more value to every moment of time. Firsts are highly sought moments. First steps, first words, first day of school, first last day of school, first job, first day of work, and the list goes on and on. All of these things gather their value because they exist in time. How many times have you heard one say, "You'll never see that again. Its value just went up." Or its twin, "You'll never do that again." And one byproduct of our experiences in time is purpose. Purpose is the answer to the question, why? Remember, "You'll never see that again?" That leads to the question, why do I want to see it? "You'll never do that again?" Why do I want to do it? Why do anything? Because of purpose. It means something. While time may give more value to the day, purpose gives more meaning to the experiences and choices of the day. Because of time, each moment could be my last. So what will I be doing? Depending on your context, the shift of time can change the dynamics of your life. Think about this. Depending on where you are, a bus arriving 10 minutes late is better than a bus arriving 10 minutes early. Depending on the news you're expecting, the time it takes to get the call about the results can heighten or lessen your anxiety. Depending on the task, time could literally cost money. I talked with a young man recently that works in a job that requires efficiency. If the factory line had to be shut down for whatever reason, it could cost tens of thousands of dollars per minute. He shared with me the headache of having to shut it down for 3 minutes. To the athlete, fractions of a second could be life-changing. To the person who tragically loses a close loved one, just one more moment could mean more than anything. One call about a diagnosis could shift everything in your life because of the value of time. The scripture teaches us to number our days. It's one thing to count things. It's another thing to number them. We count a lot of things and the count is arbitrary. But to number something gives it innate value. Every single day, every hour, every minute, every moment is valuable because of time. I'm humbled and honored that you, for a few minutes of your day, have shared some time with me. There are so many things you could listen to or do during this time. And if you're like me, you're multitasking. But I thank you sincerely for sharing A Word with Anthony Walker. We are slowly gaining followers and more listeners. And I tell you, it means the world to me. Thank you.